He who learns must suffer, and even in our sleep, pain that cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart. And in our own despair against our will comes wisdom to us by the awful grace of God. Even in our sleep, pain that cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart. Memory is a funny thing. What we remember or what we don't remember. We can remember sometimes the silliest things from so long ago, and then we can't remember the important things that we need to remember right now. And then just the way that we remember versus the way others remember the very same thing. Memory is significant, but it's also kind of an elusive thing. But memories, there's lots of things about memories that are significant in the way that we go about our life as human beings. Memories don't just solidify past experiences. They actually have an effect in the present moment. Just think about the smell of your mother's cooking and how in a moment getting a whiff of something that smells just like it can seemingly bring you right back into her kitchen with all of the sights and sounds and smells that were present there. Or in a more significant way, just think of the effects of PTSD, of post-traumatic stress disorder, where the sound of something or the sight of something can bring back a reality for someone within their body that happened a long time ago in a place far away. Another thing about memory is that it can help bring fuller understanding to something that we experienced. That a memory doesn't just stay static. That we remember something that we experienced, and with time, the deeper understanding, the deeper meaning of that experience starts to shine forth. There's a story that I'll often tell when I preach at marriages. I call it the French fry story, about kind of an argument that me and my mom, a fight that me and my mom had. And I use it to talk about the reality, the gift of committed love. But when I had that argument with my mom at 12 years old, that was obviously not on my mind that this was a gift of committed love, but looking back on that memory, remembering what took place now, that's what it is for me. Another thing about memory is that it's not just our own, but it's shared. That we collectively have a shared memory about particular experiences where we do this when we reminisce, when we recount stories, and others recounting memories can spark memories in our own mind, remembering those things that we thought we had forgotten, and then sharing the different perspectives on that same experience bring new light to that memory. And the final thing, memories can be passed on. And we do this most explicitly in handing on traditions, that we don't even need to have the memory ourselves, but the memory from others is given and handed on to us. Why all this talk about memory? Because memory is at the heart of our faith. We here tonight do this in memory of me. God's instruction to Moses is that this will be a night of remembrance for you. That the role of memory in the expression of faith and in lived faith is not insignificant. And we see all those aspects of memory and how they play out in our life of faith. That when we think of memories not just solidifying a past experience, but actually shaping present reality, we can think of Jesus after the resurrection, where when he's risen from the dead, he still bears the wounds of the cross. And so his resurrected form still carries the marks of the nails. Or if you think about how memory can bring fuller understanding over time, just think of the apostles after the resurrection. The amount of times that while Jesus was physically with them, they struggled to understand what he had to say. But then often we hear in scripture afterwards that they remembered what he said after the resurrection, and then they understood with time. And memories are not just our own, but shared, which is basically what we do every time we read the scriptures, is that through hearing the scriptures, we are sharing the stories of faith, not just of our own story of faith, but of many others for a long period of time. And then finally, memories can be passed on, which is the whole faith of the Christian community. Not a single one of us has met Jesus. Even St. Paul says, I hand this on to you. That the gift of faith is something that is handed on as a shared memory, a living tradition given from one generation of faith to the next. And it's not our soul, a reliance solely on ourselves. And so tonight, what we do is we live that memory. That our lived memory is expressed in through imitation in the washing of the feet. That our shared memory is expressed in the celebration of Eucharist and our communion with one another. And our entrusted memory is expressed through the priesthood that exists by virtue of the apostles all the way until today to safeguard the faith of Jesus Christ. Memories are significant and their effect are not small. And so when we face the most important or significant moments in our life, what memories will shape that experience, or what memories will give us the understanding and the purpose and the meaning that we require to walk through this new experience? Will it be fear, a memory of fear, like the apostles tonight when they fled after Jesus' arrest? Or will it be a memory of love that the apostles had after the resurrection when each one of them faced their martyrdom and faced it in faith?